Welcome to Words of Grace Audio, where we clarify, amplify, and apply issues raised in the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, other topics are addressed. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It's a beautiful day outside. We're here for Words of Grace Audio on, this is Tuesday, November 4th.
That's right.
So we have just begun our missions emphasis at Grace. Mm-hmm. It's for the entire month of November. And we heard from Justin last week and you about the vision for what we want to happen this month. And
right.
What we want to do as
why
a church.
We're doing it. Yeah, why we need to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you dove into the book of Jonah,
mm-hmm.
prophet of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So give us a quick overview of what you talked about on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I think Jonah's a good book to talk about when we're talking about Missions Month. As we put it, Sunday Jonah was on a mission trip, unlike anyone I've ever taken.
Yeah, which I really appreciated that analogy, just because it's something that we can relate to, you know, as people who live in a certain culture and are, you know, sent out sometimes on short-term mission trips.
Yeah, yeah. He had a very specific task to do, a specific assignment to a specific people. So in that sense, it made it a mission trip. But at the same time, from that, we learn what it means to live with a mission mindset and really the heart behind all mission endeavor. And that would include not only like going someplace cross-culturally, but living every day in our neighborhoods and you know, with our around our kids and their friends and schools and games and soccer games and work and whatever. So the heart and soul in the book of Jonah that comes through that God wants us to have is something that applies not just to like going to a place and doing a trip, but the way we live our lives. So that's kind of what we're looking at in the book of Jonah. And we started Sunday with the commission and how the Lord commissioned Jonah to go to Nineveh. And then really, I found it just fascinating to, again, look at Jesus' commissions to his disciples and therefore to the church and how it's almost a quote. I mean, it's almost a direct quote. You just take the name Nineveh out and you insert the nations. And you've got Jesus basically quoting God's commission to Jonah.
Yeah, and I find it interesting that you chose Jonah, an Old Testament book. Because, you know, someone might say, it was a different message back then than it is today. Is it a different message? Or?
Well, it's a more complete message today than it was then because Jesus has come. But it's not a different message at all. It's the gospel. And so the good news has always been through the voice of the prophets in the Old Testament, because the message has always been that God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, which is what Jonah says, which is what the Psalms say, which is what God said about himself in the book of Exodus to Moses. So that good news message that God really is gracious and compassionate, he's merciful, he's slow to anger, he really does want to save people from wrath and from judgment. And so he's always sending a word of repentance, a word of calling to repentance throughout the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And so it's a gospel, you know, it's a gospel message to turn to God all throughout. Of course, when we get to the New Testament, Jesus, the promised Messiah, has come. And so the message then always includes his name. Whereas in the Old Testament, it was turned to God because they didn't know the name Jesus yet. He hadn't come. But it's not a different gospel. It's still repent and believe and turn and trust. And God is gracious and merciful and ready to save those who do.
Yeah. Now Jonah was sent to the Israelites for a life calling.
Right.
You know, that was what he did, is he spoke the truth to the Israelite people.
Right.
And this was something that was recorded as kind of a different thing for Jonah to be sent somewhere else.
Yeah.
In the same way, do you think that our mission and our commission to share the good news is not only cross-culturally, as we oftentimes think of it, but also, you know, right where we are? I mean, I certainly know that that's the way that we yeah. teach at Grace, but yeah, yeah. just talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, I think the analogy or the parallel would be that, you know, Jonah had a ministry among the Israelites, mm-hmm. and we could say that there's a lot of ministry of preaching and even prophetic ministry and gospel reminding and preaching among mm-hmm. the church. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yet we see in Jonah that God was saying to him and to the nation of Israel, don't forget that my plan all along was to raise you, nation of Israel, up to be a blessing to the nations. Mm-hmm. And so the nations, including pagan, heathen, you know, Gentile, non-Jewish peoples, were always in the mind of God.
Right.
And so I think the message there to us as the church is that though we have now been grafted into this people of God by grace through faith in mm-hmm. Jesus, we can never assume that's the end of any role that we play or any plan of God, because God grafts us in only to send us as a church outwardly focused into the world to continue mm-hmm. so that grace might expand and extend more and more to more and more people, that thanksgiving might increase to the glory of God. Mm-hmm. So to get to your question, yes, mm-hmm. I think that the church needs to remember that our ministry is among ourselves in building one another up in the gospel,
yeah.
but our ministry is also to those who have yet to hear mm-hmm. And have yet to believe in Christ for salvation and themselves be grafted into the church. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then you ask a specific question, I think, too, just about, is it always cross-cultural?
Right, and thinking mm-hmm. more along the lines of people who are not reached.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So one of the things that you know, there is this debate among some people. I don't know if it's a debate as much as an emphasis, but every time somebody mm-hmm. starts to emphasize their thing, they tend to exclude other things.
Sure.
So there is this sort of discussion that goes on about, you know, should the church be focused on cross-cultural, or should we think about what's happening in our own culture? Which, mm-hmm. all right, so that's a complicated question. Number one, if we focus on our own locale, our own city,
yeah.
we will still be cross-cultural.
Yeah, right.
Because as we saw on Sunday, I mentioned on Sunday, and as we're seeing in all the reports in our local newspapers here in Nashville, mm-hmm. that just by looking at our schools, we see that the world has come to us. Mm-hmm. When one high school has, you know, over 30 different or 40 different language groups represented in it,
yeah,
that's unbelievable. I mean, that's just mm-hmm. that's intense. Mm-hmm. This country has never known anything like that. We've always known, you know,
diversity,
but mm-hmm. not like that.
Right.
So it is cross-cultural.
Yeah. And maybe the question is people like us and people not like us, you know, in a sense.
So what we're doing though is, and what we see in Jonah is what we really see is engaging unbelief.
Yeah.
So Jonah's going outside of the nation of Israel mm-hmm. to the nations. All right. Mm-hmm. So that means the world. We, Jesus said, are sent into the world. Where is the world? The world he's talking about is the place where he is not known, mm-hmm. maybe not even heard yet, and then not known, not believed, not obeyed, not worshiped. Mm-hmm. So the world would be a multitude of places. Nashville, Tennessee, where some people have heard the gospel in some form mm-hmm. for decades in their lives, but yet to believe, we still have to go to them. Mm. You know, we still need to be talking to them about Jesus and about their soul. The world could be in Nashville, the ethnic groups and language, mm-hmm. you know, language groups, nationalities that have come to our city who have never heard. Mm-hmm. The world could be we book passage to another country. Mm-hmm. and live for a while and do business mm-hmm. so that we can build relationships there
right.
and be gospel witness. Or we go to places and do direct church planting. Mm-hmm. It's just there's a diversity of ways because the world is diverse and unbelief is diverse. It's all unbelief, but it comes to us in different forms.
Right.
And so I think people can ask, you know, where is God putting them?
Yeah. It's more about the church to the world than it is about any specific, like, we need to go to this particular, unless we, of course, feel particularly called to
yeah.
a certain you know, yeah. country or yeah. group or, you know.
Yeah, I do think you're right in a sense that it's about the church to the world yeah. and not a particular place. However, I think that we would all, you know, heeding Romans chapter 10, how will they believe if they don't hear?
Uh-huh.
And so I think we would all say we need to put an emphasis on the places who have yet to hear.
Right.
So some of the places that people at Grace have been in South Asia,
right. yeah.
literally we have had encounters with people mm-hmm. who have never heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a priority there.
Mm-hmm.
So we may not all be called personally to go there, but as a congregation, Grace Community Church, we really need to be asking, how do we giving priority and giving proper support, sending enough, praying enough, giving mm-hmm. enough to get to the places that have never heard?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be probably the difference or the emphasis yeah. that we would place.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. We'll continue on next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I'm praying this month here at Grace that, you know, the Lord stirs wonderful things in us. And mm-hmm. Grace has always had a wonderful involvement in various mm-hmm. ways
mm-hmm.
here and there, locally, globally.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're always, Jeff, just right on the edge of losing that and becoming ingrown.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're humans and we have that human tendency. So that's why we're doing this again, and we keep at it because we need God to renew and to refresh and to give fresh vision. We have new generations coming up.
Right.
You know, we started Missions Month. When we started doing Missions Emphasis at Grace, some of the kids now that are considering giving their lives in some other place in the world weren't even born.
Which, well, I mean, how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, well, we've been doing it for, what, 18 years?
Wow.
I don't know, something like that.
I can't
that.
Remember when it was.
And we've got
part of what we did.
Maybe longer. We've been doing missions since we started 22 sure. years ago, but yeah. we've got young people now who are in their teens who are mm-hmm. really asking, you know, how does God want to use my life here mm-hmm. or there, locally or globally?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even born. So that means we got to keep doing this because we've got to keep engaging and training and investing and trusting into the generations that weren't even born when we started.
Yeah.
So, you know, you and I have been around a while. Other people have been around a while. We could say, it's Missions Month again. We've been down this road before. But stop and think of the number of young people who are 20 and under at Grace who've not heard this or not been listening because they were young or God just now engaging their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the new people.
Mm-hmm.
So plus those of us that have been around a long time that just sort of get,
right.
you know, sluggish
sure.
and tired and discouraged. Yeah. So that's why we're keeping it. It's a good month. I'm sorry. Yeah. I think you were going to try to stop this podcast.
No, you're good.
I got carried away again.
No,
so,
you're good.
Yeah. We're looking forward to Sunday back in Jonah.
All right. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Yeah.